So hello and welcome to our Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioner Training call for the coaching call for the month of April. Typically we'll have two coaching calls per month. And for the month of April, we were just going to have one because we had our kickoff and then we have our event happening next week. Yay, I can't wait to see you all. But we decided to do two because when I tried to coordinate with times that everybody could make it, it seemed like we were split. So it seemed like this was the day between this afternoon we had our first one and this evening having the second one, we got everyone. On an ongoing basis, the two calls, one will be scheduled in the daytime and one will be scheduled in the evening. And we'll do that for at least the next few months based on the feedback I got from everybody on the survey. So it looked like there were a couple of there was one time that most people could attend except for maybe three or four. And then another time that maybe, you know, half the people couldn't attend, but those three or four that couldn't attend could make it. So basically, you'll get an announcement on this, but it will be, one of the calls will be on a Wednesday at 2 p.m., and another one will be on a Thursday at 7 p.m. So that'll be, and you'll get emails about that once we get through the event and get ourselves really in the flow. Those of you who are on tonight should be able to get access to the website. I apologize that it was down earlier today. One of our team members made a little mistake and accidentally redirected the site away from where it was supposed to be. And once you do that in GoDaddy, which is where we have our website names, once you do that and then you redirect it back, it could take anywhere from 8 to 12 hours before it's done. So when we were on the call this afternoon, people couldn't get access to the website. Hopefully if you try it now, inemembers.com, hopefully you'll be able to get it now. It seemed like most people were able to get on it by the end of the call a little bit earlier. All right. So let's just do a little bit of housekeeping. The way that these calls will go, these calls are your opportunity to connect with each other and with me and learn from each other and with me. And really, it's a chance for you to ask questions, go over client cases if you're working with people, ask about labs, ask questions about the materials that we've covered so far. As of now, since we just opened the Module 1 core content with video and audio, as of today, and it was down until late this afternoon, you probably haven't had a chance to do that, so you probably don't have questions about that. Our very first module is our intro and our overview and really setting the lay of the land and talking about what the various hormones are that we're going to be studying together throughout the program, talking about the roles and the relationships between them and what nutritional endocrinology is really and how it applies to your practice and your clients and your family and your life. And so that's what it's about. It's going to be three videos, the first of which is already up there. Excuse me one second. I'm just going to grab some water. Okay, that's much better. Got to get those vocal cords lubricated. All right. So, yeah, so you can ask questions about what's going on. You can ask questions about client cases. The first module is up. What I'm asking people to do is, or what I'd like to do, is handle questions that are related to the material that we're doing right up front. You know, that at the beginning of the call is more so than cases that are maybe way beyond it. But these calls are actually your opportunity to just hear people who may be dealing with things that are beyond where you're at or not. But like this afternoon, we had someone who'd been in the insulin resistance program and was asking a bunch of questions about that. Well, you would learn a lot by going back and listening to that call because we kind of discussed a case and I went through some strategies and some of the thought processes that I would go through. Now, at the beginning of our work together, you're at different places. And some of you may be just starting out to see clients, and maybe you're just seeing friends and family members, and that's fine. And others may be seeing more advanced cases. So we're just gonna play it by ear as we go along. And sometimes I don't want you to feel overwhelmed if somebody asks a question about something that you don't know about. in terms of feeling, oh my God, I don't know that yet. Am I behind? No, you're not behind. It's just that someone is more advanced in what they've been working with so far. And no problem. If you don't understand it, just allow it to sink in, because when you hear things over and over again, we actually do get to the modules that cover various and sundry conditions and hormone imbalances and organ and glands, you're going to have heard those terms before, so it won't be brand new. So that's what we're after. So the way I like these calls to work is to just get on and raise your hand, ask any questions that you have about how the program's going to go, about the retreat next week, about Module 1, about anything that's coming up, about cases that you're working on, about strategy for working with specific types of clients. Anything goes, really, at this point. And you're going to learn a tremendous amount on these calls. I love them because it helps me to be able to think on my feet, and we all learn from each other. Right. If you weren't on our kickoff call a couple of weeks ago, is it already? The 9th. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. If you weren't on our kickoff call, then I would encourage you to introduce yourself. So some of you we've already heard from. You can introduce yourself by raising your hand if you're on the call, and then I'll call on you and you can tell us a little bit about who you are, what your background is, what you're here, why you're in this program, what you really want to get out of it. And then if you're on the web, you can just type that into the chat area, and I'll go ahead and read those. And the whole idea is to get to know each other. This is the very beginning, and everybody's kind of new. Some of you know each other from Shine because you were there together. Some of you don't know each other at all. When we get together next week for our retreat, you're going to really bond with the people that are at the retreat. And then the more we're on these calls together, the more you're going to get together. And we'll be giving you some information after the retreat, in the middle of May sometime, about how you can create mastermind groups between you guys where you can get together and, you know, discuss what you're studying, discuss your cases, and just really accelerate your process. So raise your hand with a star, with a 2 if you have a question, comment, would like to introduce yourself. And if you're on the website, then go ahead and in the chat box, type in your questions, your comments, and go from there. So let's see. So Heather says, I'm one of those letting it just sink in folks for now and love this format so we can learn from each other at our own pace. That's great. It's really awesome. And you know what's funny when you have this let it sink in? All of a sudden something will come up, and you've heard it a number of times, and you're getting it. You know. And then when we actually do the formal modules, you'll like, oh, wow, I remember hearing about that. Now I see the context for it. So I'm glad that works for you. So who else? I think, Cindy, you weren't on last week. I would love if you're open to introducing yourself, and if you're not, just say you're going to pass, but I'll open up your line and see. Hey, Cindy.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm in the car.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know you're the one that works late. So I understand that you're not going to be able to make it after all, that you had somebody at work that got sick or broke their hip or something, and you got to work.
One of my coworkers, her husband fell in the shower, and he shattered his arm between his elbow and his shoulder.
Ugh.
And they just did the surgery yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're having to do pretty extensive replacements. And he needs a caregiver at home for a bit of time once he gets out of the hospital. So, I'm actually filling in for her this week and next week at work.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm really bummed for them. I'm disappointed not to be able to come to both events, but... it's what needs to be done.
Right. We got to roll with the punches, right?
Yes, ma'am. No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So tell us a little bit about you. I forget where in Texas. I know you're from Texas, but where in Texas are you?
I am in Porter, Texas, which is northeast of Houston.
Right.
I work as an executive assistant in downtown Houston. And I am taking this because I want to learn more. I don't have a practice. I probably would be my own best client as I'm learning from ERC right now. And, you know, there's days that I am just tremendously challenged by the fact that I stepped up for this, and I'm so not into homework and,
Well, you know, it was a big commitment, and I know we had that discussion at Shine about it. And here's the deal, right? You've got a job, and you're passionate about your own health and helping other people with the things you're learning. And you just go through this and take it at your own pace. And you can always go back and repeat things. And we're going to just keep doing this over and over again. So if you need to just keep coming back and coming back for more, you can do that.
Okay.
So take it at your own pace. Learn at your own
pace. I have to.
And we're going to be giving you really early on ways that you could put this stuff into practice, even though you don't have the big picture yet, the whole thing. Ways that you can really identify where you have some strengths right now that you can help other people, whether it's for fee or free, it doesn't matter. You know, if you're in a job and you want to just use it to help your neighbors and friends and help your friend's husband in healing or, you know, whatever cases may come up, that you'll be able to put it into play and say, oh, this is great because it's not just academic learning. And that's what I think is really, really important, is that we just start using what we're learning.
That would be nice. It would be nice. I'm clueless, you know, as I get into this. It just seems like a big nut to crack.
Yep. We're going to give it in little bite-sized pieces. So I'm happy to have you here.
Thank you.
So I don't see any other hands up, so go ahead and raise your hand if you would like to ask a question, make a comment, anything at all. Let's see. Martha says, this is Martha. I'm not a practitioner but own a healthy restaurant and also work with products that help people get the toxins out of their environment. My desire in taking this course is to be able to further help people by changing their diet and knowing the science that makes it all help make sense. That's awesome. So, you know, owning a healthy restaurant and working with products, you've already got, you're enmeshed in the health world. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there that say, hey, I don't know anything about it, but I want to be a health coach. This is not the program for them, okay? It's people who are, like Cindy has been taking my year-long, let's just say, consumer program, you know, that to help you get your own health back. And she's got a lot of that background. Her husband was studying to be a naturopath, so she's enmeshed in that. A couple of other people are in similar situations where they've self-taught and they're really enmeshed in this. And, you know, being in a healthy restaurant and helping people with products, detoxing products, you're just stepping it up a level. And again, like I said to Cindy, just take it at your own pace and take the pieces that are going to be useful to you and what you want to accomplish. And the other stuff you don't have to continue on with, right? You don't have to master at this at any point in time. So we have all ranges of people in the program, and that
I think is really cool, from, you know, medical doctors and nurses and health coaches to people who are like yourself, Martha, health food restaurants, and Cindy learning for herself. So it's all good, and it's all good that you can do it at your own pace. And Lynn Johnson, I'm a health coach, looking forward to learning the tools I need to help people educate themselves to better health. It's interesting. I was having a conversation with somebody who's local here, and I hadn't met her before, but a mutual friend introduced us. And I was chatting with her about what she does, and she's a naturopath, and her partner is an MD. And we were just talking about, I said, you know, one of my goals is to really help empower people to be their own doctor, to empower people to really understand what's going on with their health so they don't have to go to practitioners, the standard medical practitioners, and just like, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to do what they say because I don't know any better. To be that kind of educated consumer and to be able to teach all you guys how to do this with people, because there are lots of people in the world that need our help. And I've had colleagues of mine say to me, well, why are you doing this practitioner training thing and giving away all your ways of doing things and all your checklists and all the stuff you've worked so hard to create? He said, aren't you afraid of creating competition? And I had to laugh at that, because, you know, the idea of competition, when there's how many billions of people in the world that are suffering because they don't know what we know and because they've been given, you know, what I think is harmful advice in relationship to their health. And how many of us are there? I want us to create it so that there are enough of us to go around, because there's no competition here. There's just, you know, creating the masses, creating the team of practitioners that can help the masses. So I honor all of you for being here and for doing what you're doing and stepping up. And I know when I made the decision to leave my job as a computer programmer, making good money back in 1986, and just dedicate my life to doing this, I was scared. I didn't know what was going to be the future, but I knew that I didn't want people to suffer the way I had and struggle to get answers to their health challenges. So here we are. We're teamed up, and we're going to do it. Change the health of the world one bite at a time. So, other questions? Whoa, my dog is barking. Other questions or comments? You know, this afternoon we had a very lively discussion. Several people brought up various people that they're working with, and that was real fun and exciting. Like, I'm working with somebody who just presented, you know, a child with ADD, and here's some of the things I'm thinking about. What else can I be doing with them? And those are the kind of questions I love to have. Not the questions that the average consumer will ask, is I'm suffering from this, that, and the other thing. What should I do? But really helping to hear your thought process. You know, I was just chatting with somebody and they have this or that going on, and I want to offer them some advice. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's the kind of questions I'm thinking of asking them. What other questions can I ask them? How else can I help them? What are your thoughts? And I'm working with creating. What I really want to do is create this this team, and we get requests for health coaching all the time, and we funnel them into various programs, but a lot of them want private coaching, and I just don't have the time to do it. So my goal is to create this team of you guys that we can evaluate who's coming in and who would be the best person to do that, and to where you can have your own practice, but you could also be working under our umbrella. And Jan, who you've all met, has been doing that, and she is just thrilled with being able to do that. But one of the things that the advantage of her doing that, she also does her own little thing at her yoga center where she coaches people, but is that she did this beautiful job of doing a consultation with somebody, and she wrote up, this is what's going on. She sent me a copy of their labs. This is what I see happening, a little report, and here's some of the suggestions I made. And it was basically, did I miss anything? Is there anything else I should be asking or doing at this point in time? That's a great way for people to learn. She didn't come to me and say, oh, I got this person, and she has this, this, and this, and here are her labs. What would you do, or what do you think I should do? No, she told me what she was thinking. I got to validate that, and I got to add a couple of little tweaks. Well, maybe you can also check this and check that. And so every time she comes back to me with something like that, she learns. And that's the way I want these calls to be. Like, everybody that comes to a call saying, hey, I started working with this person, and they have this and this, and I'm doing this. What else can I do? We all benefit. We all learn. And I just love doing that. And after you've been doing it for a while, it just starts to flow. Your brain starts to work in a way that starts to see how all the pieces are fitting together. And whereas something right now that might take you hours to kind of try to figure out, you'll be able to see it like within minutes once you start talking to a person. And when you get to that stage, it's so cool, because you're able to help people that other practitioners haven't been able to help. Ooh, somebody wrote a nice long one. Heather, I don't have a practice yet either, and I'm not sure whether this path will lead to one, but I strongly feel called to study this depth right now. I've been on a transformational journey since 2004 with food as the primary healing agent, and I've helped a number of people in my family with cancer and other health issues. I've been following Dr. Rita Marie since the Raw Food Raw Mom Summit with Tira Warner Brown 2007. It was a while ago, taking advantage of her many free offerings. I listen a lot of online audio, many folks in the raw food circles. And a while ago, it occurred to me that if I was able to tap into one person's brain and download all their knowledge, it would be Rita Marie. So thank you for this opportunity. Also, my husband is an awesome software developer, and I'm interested in teaming with him to develop technologies to help both clients and practitioners. My background is technical, too. My major was chemical engineering. Wow, Heather, I may want to chat with your husband and you, because I have some ideas. My background is in software development, too. I just don't have the cycles, but I have some ideas about some of our online forums and some things that could be really effective for improving what we're already doing. So maybe we can have a chat. We'll chat about it next week at the retreat. Martha said, what about families that have children with autism? Was that the connected to another question? I'm not sure what the question is, Martha. Are you asking what about, like, how can you help people who have children with autism, or is that something that you're interested? So reply back to me so I can respond to that. And Mia has her hand up, so I'm going to try to open up your line here. Those of you who are on the web, if you have a mic, if you have just a little like $20 or $30 mic that you can get it at any technology type store, you can hook that up to your computer. On these calls, we can actually open up your line. So Mia has her hand up, and we're going to experiment with that. If I set you as a moderator. So when I set you as a moderator, Mia, it's going to bring up a box and it's going to say, is it okay to share? It came up and you might have said no. So if you say no, then I can't. And if you say yes and you don't want to do the camera, you can just go to your camera little icon on the corner, the left corner, and turn it off. That's what I usually do, because most of the time I don't comb my hair and look kind of rustic, I will say. So there are times when I do open up the thing, but it's not all the time. Oh, well, look at that.
Hi. Let's see if we can hear you. I'm not hearing you. Let me see if I can. I've had to do something to turn your mic on. You may have to turn your mic on somehow. Let me see. Oh, wait, I know. Try it again. Try talking again.
Okay, hi everybody.
It was me. I had headphones in. Yeah, that's good. Hi. Can everybody on the phone hear?
Yeah, you are so cute. I'm just glad I had a shirt on because I didn't know I was going
to. That's why I have mine off, because I don't comb my hair all day and I'm still in my grubby workout T-shirt. So.
Happy I look decent. So,
I'm glad you do.
Okay.
You look
so
great, actually.
You know, I was on the afternoon call for part of it. That's why I joined tonight, to just continue. And I had asked a question for everyone who didn't hear it. I'd asked a question about, someone that is on medication, is on Armorol for hypothyroid.
Right.
And I had her test her antibodies, thanks
right.
to your guidance. And so I didn't specify which antibody. So the doctor tested the
antithyroglobulin.
That one.
Yes.
And that's the one that came out 39.
Okay.
Now, when I filled out her chart for the last three,
right.
I have four lab results, and I was filling out the chart. One of them indicated that when you have the anti-thyroid globulin antibodies, to also test the thyroid stimulating hormone antibodies. Is that right?
Yeah. If she has hypothyroid, the TSI, thyroid. It's not thyroid stimulating. Yes. Yeah. Thyroid stimulating immunoglobulins. TPO. Anyway. I'll think about it. But TSI is how I know it. The TSI is more for hyperthyroid. Now, the antithyroglobulin can be elevated in hyperthyroid, too. The other one that's usually tested for with hypothyroid is the thyroid peroxidase antibody.
There's three antibodies you can test.
Right. The two that we most commonly test, because they're most, hypothyroid is way, way more common than hyperthyroid. So the two that we most commonly test would be the antithyroglobulin, the one you had tested, and then TPO, which is thyroid peroxidase.
Great.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So and when any of them are high, when any of them are high, then we suspect that there's thyroid, that there's an autoimmune, right?
Right. So it is suspicious.
It's more than suspicious.
So
yeah, it's way more than suspicious.
You mentioned boosting immune system. So are we going to get into protocols for that in our training?
We will. We'll go into protocols for that. And you were at Shine, right? So, and everybody has access to the things from Shine, but there was a whole thing on thyroid where you can look at the chart and you can see there's some protocols listed in there. So it'll say,
okay,
if they have the antibodies, here's some of the herbs and nutrients. I kind of laid it out as a grid because, you know, well, that might not be the way that you would be using it most commonly. Like, you want to see, oh, what would be the protocol for this or that. It really lays it out, like, here are all the different nutrients and herbs, and you can kind of, it's a learning tool, basically. You can go through and kind of circle and highlight, and the solutions pop out at you. Not to say that this is like a paint-by-numbers type of thing, but as you're learning, it starts to put things into perspective. So if you take out that chart, it's about 4 or 5 pages long, and just kind of mark, yeah, and then you'll see some of the things you can do for immune system. Big thing is they have to have good vitamin D status. Anybody that has a thyroid issue, especially thyroid antibodies, has to get their thyroid antibody, their vitamin D up. So make sure that they test that vitamin D and get that up. It's important to have good zinc and selenium and vitamin C and B vitamins as well. So those are basics and omega-3s. So a lot of the stuff that is important is basic stuff, but it's basic stuff that most people don't have a clue about, right? It's basic stuff to us maybe in what we're protocols we're going to work with people on, but for the average person, it's not like basic knowledge that you need to have good omega-3s and you need to have good sources of zinc in your diet, that you need to chew your food and, you know, those sorts of things. So whenever you're working with a complex case, especially if they've come to you with a bunch of medical tests, don't be afraid to start with the basics, right? We're here to build on those basics. But it doesn't mean we ignore the basics because now we know all the fancy stuff to do. We have to go back to the basics. So getting person off gluten is mandatory if they have thyroid antibodies. Totally 100% mandatory.
Yeah, you went into that this afternoon.
I'm going to keep talking about it. So it's so very important. It really is. It really is. Yeah, and so some of the other things are those immune system things that boost glutathione, things that are, you know, antioxidants, the major vitamins and minerals. But gut health, that's one thing that, you know, a lot of people are looking for. What are the herbs and nutrients that I use to help someone with this issue? Gut health is super important. So before we even go into more of the advanced strategies and having you fully understand thyroid, we're gonna go into gut in major detail. Because people don't, if they don't get their gut handled, they're not going to get their autoimmune thyroid under control. And that's a huge piece that medicine misses by just handing them a prescription. You know, even the functional medicine doctors will just, oh, we'll just hand a prescription for Armour thyroid instead of Synthroid. It's not enough, right? Yeah. So we'll get there. And you guys are going to, you're going to learn bits and pieces of all the different hormones as we go through because it's impossible to segment. But we're going to work on it in a hierarchy so that by the time we start working on the thyroid specifically, a lot of their problems are going to be resolved because you've gotten their blood sugar under control and you've gotten their digestion in order and you've worked on their basic nutrients. So we're going to start with the basic nutrients, right? How to support cellular metabolism is our module two. That's going to be like, how's the mitochondria work and what's really going on here and what nutrients are you going to supply with people and make sure people are doing so that their mitochondria can work? Because if you try to supply, get their thyroid working, but their mitochondria aren't working, it's not going to work, right? So we're going to do it in a hierarchy, but I'm happy to, you know, jump ahead and then we'll pull back.
Right, the hierarchy. Remember that.
The hierarchy, yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good question. And thanks for sharing. So see, everybody, if you get your, you know, Mark, you look great. I wish I looked like that when I didn't comb my hair. I was old. Yeah, you look good. So, yeah, if anybody else wants to ask, you don't have to be on screen like Mia. Really, that's great that you did that. But you can just turn your camera off like I do. I'm a chicken. I don't want you to see me when I'm matted hair.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. Well, super. Thank you. Does anybody else, if you're on like the web, see, I'm glad that worked, and it really worked well. So if anybody else is on the web and wants to do that, good, just raise your hand. And I don't know how to raise your hand. Martha, how did you learn how to raise your hand? I think there was a, my actions, is that it? Yeah, under my actions, you can raise your hand. So across your top bar is something called my actions. Just hit the raise your hand, and you can raise your hand, and I can open you up if you're interested. And if you're on the call, raise your hand. And I don't see any hands raised. Let's see what's in the chat. Martha says, that was connected to the ADD, and I thought we were going to take that discussion in another direction. Okay, I'm not sure still, Martha. What something that was connected to the ADD, and I thought that we were going to take the discussion in another direction. You don't have to answer that question now. I thought you were ready to talk with people. Yes, I am. So, what questions do you have to ask? That you have to ask specifically. And Martha says, "Mia, you're so cute." I agree, and she's brave. Yay. And Heather says, I'm not raising my hand. I'm just saying, love it. Great to see you, Mia. That's awesome. So, Martha, yeah, let's. Do you want to get on the line and ask me, ask a question? Do you want me to open you up? And we can actually ask what you're, or you could just rephrase it because I'm not really sure. I'm happy to answer questions about autism. I just want to know, like, what the specific question is. Because, again, like, you know, we could talk about autism for days. And all the different methylation pathways involved in the detox and the gut bugs and gluten intolerance. And there's a whole lot that you can do to help kids with autism. Yep, a whole lot. So let me know what you're thinking. Okay, well, I don't see any hands up. Is there something specific about autism, Martha? I don't know if Martha's still there. Hey, Martha. She clapped. I love it. Jan's on. I'm gonna. Jan, I don't know. Do you have a mic on your thing? I was thinking I can open up your line and just have you share a little bit with people about how it is to be working with clients after you came through the program with the idea of just helping yourself and your family. You can stay in the chat. Okay, Martha, I just meet a lot of people that have autism in their family and just know that there has to be a way. This is frustrating. Do you need me to be on the phone? Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of people with autism and there's a lot that you can do. So if you're working with somebody, you know families that have autism, one of the very first things you want to do is get them off foods they're potentially allergic to. And you want to get them off foods that have morphine-like effects. Because there's a lot of theory or a lot of study that says that kids with autism, they're basically, their brains are being numbed because there's gluteomorphines and caseomorphines in the gluten and the dairy products. And they basically, their pain, like they knock down the pain level a lot. And you see kids that are banging their heads against the wall, they're trying to feel. They're trying to get some sensation going. Because they've been numbed out and dumbed down, basically. So there's a lot. And autistic, it's not something that you're going to see major progress very quickly. But I'll tell you, I did work with one family. Her son was diagnosed with Asperger's, which is like a mild form of autism. It's on the spectrum, on the autistic spectrum. And the kid was, he was probably 4 years old, and she was trying to bring him to the doctor. It was classic failure to thrive. He wasn't growing. He wasn't getting very big. And he had a lot of digestive issues. And he just wasn't coming along the way normal kids did in terms of speech and all. And went to the doctor. And they were just like, eh, you know, maybe he's autistic, maybe he has some Asperger's. But nobody thought to test this kid for gluten intolerance, even though he showed classic signs. Now, a lot of times we're not going to see people that show classic celiac, which would be, you know, the diarrhea, in children, the failure to thrive, which means that they just aren't growing very well. But this kid was showing that plus the developmental abnormalities. And so she started researching it and discovered, she discovered gluten-free, like, okay, maybe I could try gluten-free. And we consulted a few times about her son. And she went back in to take her son in for his, might have been when he was three, because I think she took him back in when he was four. And when she took him back in, the doctor said, you know, the only thing I could tell you about this kid that's not normal is that he's way beyond normal. Like, his intelligence is superior. So this was with her, you know, she looked at supplements, she looked at his digestion, the gluten intolerance, and she was able to make major changes in this child's life. And so these are the kind of profound changes that you can make with people by starting with the diet stuff, but also looking at, like, gut and gut bugs and gluten intolerance and nutrient imbalances that come as a result of gluten intolerance. If anybody's interested, I have a paper that I wrote, and it's called The Neurodevelopmental Diseases Related to Gluten. And it was mostly about autism, but it did go into a lot about Asperger's and ADD, which are all on that spectrum. So if that's something that you guys are interested in, I could load that up to, we're going to have a resources tab, which would just be like extra stuff that doesn't necessarily fit into specific modules. So if anybody's interested in that paper on the neurodevelopmental stuff related to gluten, I'd be happy to share it. It was published after I wrote it for, it was a continuing ed credit that I wrote it for. It did get published in Nutritional Perspectives or some such magazine. So Jan, I'm going to open up your line.
Hey, wonderful. Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Hello, hello. Yes, and it was so fun to look on the chat and to see who's here tonight. And I think I've talked to almost every one of you on the phone or met you at Shine. So I'm just thrilled that you're going to be working with us this year. And you're in the right place, and you're in for a wonderful, wonderful wild ride. So enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's great. You will learn so much. I think I've told many of you, I learned in 3 months with Dr. Rita Marie, I learned more than I've learned in 20 years of working in the fitness industry and sports nutrition. And it helped my clients. In fact, I had no clients when I first began working with Dr. Rita Marie 3 years ago. I was like Cindy. I was really just interested in learning for myself and perhaps helping my family, and you'll just be amazed at how much you learn and how much you grow and how much your confidence will expand.
Yeah, so. Thank you. And how has it been for you working with the clients, like working with them now, like working in the three-month program that we put together?
Oh, I absolutely love it. And, you know, the wonderful thing about it is that as you work with and through Dr. Rita Marie, you have this opportunity to come on these calls. And even as you're in NEPT, and again, as she mentioned, you can say, okay, this is what I do for this person. This would be the protocol. Then you can run that by Dr. Rita Marie, and she'll, you know, give it a few tweaks. And so it's almost like a safety net. In a sense, you know you have the best of the best. As I think, who was it that said they would like to download your brain, Rita Marie? and that would be ideal. But also, you'll learn from each other. And, you know, one of the things that I love to do as I come on these calls is I just listen to the cases that are presented, and I think to myself, okay, with what I've learned, if this were my client, what would I do? And I'll jot a few things down, and then I'll listen to what Dr. Rita Marie says and kind of compare. And that's how you learn. It's just always a learning, growing process, and it's so exciting.
Yeah.
And I wanted to mention, yeah, to Martha as well, I think that all of you are going to see clients that have an autism spectrum issue in their families at some time or another. And that's what's so exciting to me with all the work that Dr. Rita Marie's done, especially with the methylation and MTHFR genes. And that will make more sense to you. Don't worry if you're not sure what I'm talking about right now. But this is a huge key in helping those on the autism spectrum. My third daughter, I have four grown daughters, and my third daughter is 22 and has Asperger's syndrome. And so that's where my passion is at as well, Martha, and those of you also who are interested in helping those with children or adults on the autism spectrum. There is lots of hope now that we know some things we can tweak. We're always learning, and Dr. Rita Marie is right there on the cutting edge. And so, again, you're in the right place at the right time, and I'll be contributing what I'm learning and will be a resource for you. We have Michaeline. We have a couple of other great resources from some of our grads from this year. So we have a wonderful think tank for these mastermind calls.
Yep. Thank you.
You bet.
Oh, Lynn says that her grandson is on the autistic spectrum and trying to share information with your daughter. Anything more I can learn will be helpful. Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about it is it's really hard sometimes when you're working with family. So I just want to warn you about that up front, that you'll get all excited about things that you've learned, and then you go to maybe your sister or your niece or your grandmother or whatever with all this great information, and they shut you down. And then you might feel deflated, like, who am I to be doing this? Who am I to be telling other people this? And you just keep it up. There are people who want what you're having to offer. And unfortunately, sad but true, sometimes our family members are the last ones to want to take advantage of what we have. So learning ways that you can very slowly show them. And as you work with clients, you're going to more and more have that behind you. That I'll tell you how many years it took before my siblings would ask me questions. It's probably like 10 or 15 years of me being really out there and in practice and seeing it. I think actually even longer than that. Once they started to see me on the internet and see other validation that other people were saying, oh, my God, I got these great results, then they would start to call me. You know, brother said, oh, I just got my blood test back. Would you have a look at it? And, you know, I have a sister who will say, oh, my grandson has just been, they've been told that he doesn't focus at school and they want me to put him on Ritalin. What else could I do? So it's really cool when they do come around, but know it might take a long time because it took my family a really long time, and even some of them. Actually, one of my brothers at my brother-in-law's funeral, he unfortunately died at age 50 of lung cancer. He wasn't open to seeing some alternative practitioners and seeing what he could do. Unfortunately, he died. But my brother and sister-in-law, the brother who is the most skeptical of all, said, you know what? I think we're ready to, if you can give us an easy green smoothie recipe to try, I think we'll try it. Because already he was the third brother. The other two brothers had already tried and were seeing really good results with some of the things I'd taught them. So he finally, like 2 years later, said, I think I'll, well, okay, send me some recipes. I think I'll try it. So, yeah, it's all good, but it's challenging. Al, your daughter has been listening to you, Lynn. That's so awesome. Let's see. Wait, there's a little bit. She's been lost 30 pounds and is running 5K marathons. Now her friends are asking me about the things to help them lose weight. So awesome. You know, it just takes you having some results with people, one person, and other people start to want to know what they could do. Martha says, I've been following Dr. Emery for a long time and love that she likes to share what she knows. Yes, I love to share. And especially since I was closed down by my family for so long, it's so wonderful to be in an environment where you want to hear it. Martha says, I'm not allowed to talk about health issues with my son and his family. We have a smoothie bar at the restaurant, and other people are asking. Well, that's, you know, that's the way it goes. And you just respect those lines and then just keep living your stuff. And you can tell third-party stories that they can hear. And maybe they'll open up to it someday. Unfortunately, it's usually when they're desperate. Like my sister had called me to say her husband had just gotten diagnosed with lung cancer. What should they do? And I started talking to her about juicing and cleansing and sent her up to Dr. Thomas Lodi. I don't know if you guys know him, but he's in Tempe, Arizona, and they live very close to him, about an hour and a half away. And I said, go there and see what he has to say. He works with these kind of cases, but her husband was not open to it, and unfortunately he died. So Lynn says her daughter called her the other day to say she put chia seeds in her smoothie. Yippee! Remember when nobody knew what chia seeds were and they were just for pets? I remember about 6 years ago when I taught a class. It was a dehydration class, how to make crackers, and I call it, you know, making your comfort foods so that they are really comforting to your body. And I basically taught them how to make chia crackers, which was just soak some chia and then add some salt or seasonings and put them on the dehydrator trays, dehydrate them and form crackers. And nobody had ever heard of chia seeds before this class, and so they all went around town going to Whole Foods and Wheatsville, which is our local co-op, and asking for chia seeds, and nobody had them. They're like, what are chia seeds? And then they got on Dr. Oz a couple of years ago, or Oprah, or something like that, and now everybody knows what chia seeds are. But we had them long before that, and they're good stuff, good stuff. Let's see. Any others? So just in terms of preparing for these calls, think about it before you get on. Like, what's one thing that you could ask or share that you think would help you, or something you learned this week that you could share with others? And let's make them truly interactive. Like I said, I'm here. I answer the questions. We schedule them for an hour to an hour and a half. Sometimes they go a little bit over that. We try to keep them as close as possible. But I have this, it's almost an OCD thing, where I just can't leave a call if there's still questions that I haven't answered. And a couple of times we ended up with four-hour calls, but that doesn't happen that often. Those were scheduled to be longer. I don't want to scare you. We're not going to do four-hour calls. Okay, let's see. Martha, Lynn... Heather says, high five, Lynn. Big hugs, Martha. I've mixed receptivity with my family members, too. It's mostly my friends who come asking for help. Well, at least it's your friends, so that's good. That's really good. And Lynn said, I was talking to someone today about a parasite purge. The simplest thing they could do, I told them, was to thoroughly chew their food. Amen. I mean, it's so amazing how we just are like swallowing our food whole and then wondering why our guts aren't working well. Is the phone better or a mic for the computer? Martha asks. Either way, we can try the computer. It worked great for Mia. But if you prefer not to, if you prefer to come on the phone, just come on the phone. So do you want me to try to open up your mic? I can do that. Let me just turn to you, Martha. We'll see how it goes. Set user as a moderator. And... let you know that if you're in your underwear, we're going to see you for a second, but if you click on the little button, it'll turn your camera off. Oh, there you are. You look comfy. I love it.
Hello.
Hi.
What? Hey.
Hey.
I'm in my class, and my husband was asking what I was doing.
What you're doing.
Do you hear all the background noise? So I need to move?
I do hear the background noise, but you're speaking loudly, so...
Oh, okay.
If you speak up...
This is cold. It's easier to talk than try to type, I can say that.
It's usually easier to talk than type. I love talking rather than typing, so I get that.
Well, yeah, because then stuff gets left out, or you don't know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then it's... delayed when you type.
Right, exactly. This way we can have it in real time. So what did you want to talk about?
Well, I just love all your classes, and I'm just, you know, like a sponge, just trying to absorb everything and trying to figure out everything, how to help people. I have a restaurant where people come in and ask questions, and, you know, I'm not enough to help them get by, you know, like you said, with the basics, you know, go green with everything is like the first place I try to take everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're tired or even if you have some kind of inflammation, you know, the way I look at it, it's, I guess I've been studying you and other people enough to know that it's either toxicity in the body and in the environment, or either inflammation in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing to do is just start eating right, which would be, you know, even taking a Corella tablet. We do wheatgrass juice at the smoothie bar.
Nice.
And so where I am, I'm in kind of a rural area, even though it's a resort. It's at the coast of North Carolina. You know, it's where people eat a lot of barbecue and hush puppies and fried fish. So kind of, but people come from other places. So they're more familiar with smoothies and juices and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a lot of people come in and, you know, they start to tell me, you know, that they're tired or they can't sleep. And so I'm hoping through this class that after this year I'll be able to do classes at the restaurant and help empower people to start taking charge of their own health.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I think it's awesome if you can do classes, because that's the way that you can reach multiple people at the same time. And then if you do want to do some private coaching with them, then they get to know you and they feel more confident that you're the one to help them.
Well, yeah, it's just the credibility thing. I mean, I guess because since I was young, I've been, like, in studying health. I mean, I'm almost 60, so.
Oh, wow.
Like, when I was 20, I was drinking spirulina and wheatgrass and stuff, and other people, you know, didn't know what it was. And so, but I don't have any credentials. So, you know, a lot of times I kind of get myself into a situation where people say to me, well, my doctor didn't tell me to do that.
Yep.
And that becomes very awkward because, you know, it's like, well, you go to the doctor and it's not helping them, and yet you're telling me this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a common thing, even if you're an alternative doctor, right? Well, you're just a naturopath.
Uh-oh, I lost you. What?
I said the credibility thing is big, right? And it's in their minds because they come, no matter what, like my family, well, even if I was a medical doctor, right? So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a natural doctor. That's kind of quacky and kooky, right? But even if I was a medical doctor, they would find a way to say, well, you're one of those kooky, quacky medical doctors, right? You're one of those holistic ones, right? So it's just a matter of you really feeling it. So what I would really encourage you to do is to just really stand strong in that you are your own credentials. And you'll have some credentials when you come out of here, out of the program, but it's really a matter of what you know, not what letters you have after your name. And Jan doesn't have credentials. She's a yoga instructor, right? But she's helping people. Why? She's not letting that, like, I don't have credentials, get in the way. And there's a lot of people with the credentials that are doing a really crappy job, and you know that. You've seen it, right? The doctor's saying, ignoring, the doctors aren't even picking up some of these autoimmune thyroid things. So just...
Well, I think people get to a point that if they want help, they're not going to care.
Exactly.
They get resolved.
Exactly. Exactly. And the classes are a great way to get that because it builds your credibility. They like what you have to say. They do some of that stuff. They see that they get help, and then they come and they want more.
Right, right. So I'm excited about all this.
Great. Are you coming out next week?
The internet, you can do this now.
I know, it's cool. So I think, you know, from now on, I'll get dressed and comb my hair, and I'll let you see me. You guys are giving me the courage to do that. I always feel like I have to, you know, get all dressed up to be able to be seen, but it's not true.
I look a whole lot different at 9 o'clock at night when I do it too.
Well, yeah. You're on the East Coast. That's right. It is 9 o'clock. Oh, it's 8. Yeah, 9 o'clock. Well, cool. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. It's great to see you guys and connect. It's really great. So I'm going to turn your mic off because you've got that music in the background.
Okay.
And unless you have something else you wanted to share.
How do I do that?
I can do it. Let's see. I just have to take you and make you just a participant again. Audience. There you go. There you go. We did it. Fantastic. Let's see. Okay. Okay, Jan says it's amazed at how family members and friends who formerly didn't want to hear about what you do will soon start asking your advice. And Mia is asking where are the pretests you talk about, and I think somebody answered that. Let me just see. Actually, the pretests are not in the Eye on the INE site yet. I think, okay, there's two things we're talking about. The pretest, each module will have a pretest. And you basically look at the questions on there. You might not know any of them, and you might just say, don't know, right? It's no problem. But it's just to give you an idea of what's coming ahead in the module. It's almost like it pre-frames you for what to look for it. And this is something new that we've added, and I think it's going to be real valuable because, first of all, you may know a lot more than what you think you know, and second of all, if you don't know it, it's just like, oh, wow, what are those five hormones that do whatever? I'm going to be looking for that in my material. So it just opens up your mind for what's to come. Jan says my three – oh, and the other pretest, there's another thing that I was thinking about was the pre-work to the thing, was just some extra materials that I gave you in advance that we will be revisiting later, but I gave it to you in case you just wanted to – start learning before we introduce the official modules. Those are still on the Vibrant Living members site, and we may eventually move those over, but they were over on the other site. And you should have had an email with that in it. And Jan says her other three grown daughters text me almost daily about questions and their progress with their health goals, and it's so awesome. And Jan says it was fun to see you, Martha. Lynn says, I have a sister that's always getting spinal meningitis. That's serious. The doctors don't know why. I don't even bother anymore with suggestions because it's her choice to spend a good amount of time in the hospital hooked up. And, you know, for some people, their identity is wrapped around being sick. And they always have the yeah, but. And sometimes it takes not you because you're too close, but them having maybe an outside person who really can get to help them to let go of that. Because people have an identity of they're always sick or they want to get sympathy because they don't know how to get attention for just being who they are. There's some insecurities there. So, yeah, if she asks you, there's a lot you can do, and I know you know how to do things to support her immune system. Because anybody that's getting recurrent infections like that has a really poor immune system. So Jan is answering about the pretest. Heather says, do you use the pretest as an indication of how we're progressing, or is it mainly a tool for us? It's mainly a tool for you. I mean, I've taken the time this time because I want to get to know you and see where you're at, but it's mainly a tool for you. I may or may not get a chance to look at them. I may glance at them as they come in, but it's really a tool for you. If you haven't had a chance to do the pretest, just stop and just go back and do it. And if you don't know the answer, just say, I don't know. And then when you go back through the modules, you'll get kind of an idea. At least read the questions if you're not going to do them. Oh, I see. My challenge is that I have very little time to sit in front of the screen going through major life transitions, but I listen whenever I can doing other things. I'm juicing right now. Cool. I'll make an effort to do the pretest ahead if that's really important, but right now I'm just getting this. You know what, Heather? Do what works for you. And you might, when you get a few minutes to go through and look at the pretest, even just to read through the pretest, print it out even, and, keep it somewhere. You know, when you go into the bathroom or you're waiting for your son to finish something or, you know, there might be some downtimes where you could actually read through it. And that'll just pre-frame you. But, yeah, no, you don't have to do them. It's just an extra thing for you. The post-test, on the other hand, you will have to do if you're going for the certification. And you don't have to do them immediately, but I sure as heck recommend that you do them right after the module because that's when it's going to be freshest in your mind. And we don't have the post one yet done. Lynn says, I live in rural Iowa where there are hogs, more hogs than people and more GMO fields than houses. Yeah, so you're up against a lot there, and the fact that you have people asking you is really awesome. And her mother asks her, why do I have to choose the hard way? I say that I choose the right way. Others just see it as hard. That's really awesome. You know, sometimes we need to make hard choices to live up to our values and our mission. And I can think of two people who are relatively public people that have done that. One is John Robbins, who wrote the book Diet for a New America, which was one of the earlier health books that I read. I think I read it in 1985. And he was heir to the Baskin-Robbins fortune, big fortune. And when he started learning about health and he saw that his family fortune was tied with inducing health and disease by feeding people ice cream and getting them addicted to it, he told his dad he just couldn't have any part to it. He just couldn't have any part of it. And the dad said, well, I'm disowning you. You can leave and go out on your own. You don't have any money. You don't have anything. And he did, and he had some tough years. But he lived up to what he thought was right, and now he's well-known. He's written, you know, best-selling books, and he's changing the world. And the other one I'll tell you about was, I interviewed her today, so she's fresh in my mind, Anne-Marie Gianni. Her husband, Kevin Gianni, has the Renegade Health Show. And a few years back, she started a skincare line. And she was telling me on the phone, on the interview, which you can hear, it's recorded on my Blog Talk Radio show, and she was saying how she really had this desire to have just the most healthy ingredients in the food, just the most healthy stuff. And she started interviewing and talking to companies, and they had this arrangement with somebody, and they went through and they had sodium benzoate in the product. And she asked, well, why do you have that? That's a preservative. Well, it's not a bad preservative, they said. And it's no problem. She said, I don't want to be associated with putting that in my product. And you know what he said to her? He said, oh, it's no problem. We don't have to put it on the label. Of course she walked away from that, right? She wanted to start a shampoo line. Couldn't get any. They took the stuff that said it was pure. They took it to a lab to get analyzed. They found 13 chemicals that weren't even listed on the label. Was listed as all natural. She dumped that, said we're not getting into that arena. So people living up to their values, just do it, Lynn. You're doing the right thing, and you're doing the right thing, and I love your perspective. So, yeah. So Heather says John Robbins' book, May All Be Fed, was the book that got me started on my journey. I love him, yes. And the thing about him is he's just so real. He's not out to make a fortune. He's not out to have this ego thing about, look at me, I'm great. He's just so humble and so soft, and he's just quietly getting that message out, and sometimes not so quietly because he's reaching a lot of people. Their summit is coming up. I put an email out about it, I think, yesterday, the Food Revolution Summit. So if you haven't listened to John Robbins, he does an amazing job interviewing lots of people and just reviewing problems with our food supply and what you could do about it. So Martha says, when you're a label reader, it's difficult. Everything gets read, and the coupon clippers look for their bargains. Yeah, coupon clippers are not really into health. So what we're going to learn to do as we go along is somebody put it in perspective for me a few months ago, and I realized this is the kind of stuff I like. If you're going to do some educational marketing. Education-based marketing. And it's basically like you're going to teach people about things that they didn't really know were there. So, for example, there are many people who know that they have health problems and they know they don't want to work with a medical practitioner and they want to find somebody who's into nutrition and alternatives. They're going to be looking for you or somebody like you. There are a lot of people who have health problems and they know they're not getting help from the medical profession. And they're frustrated, and they just think that they're doomed to be ill forever. You have an opportunity to educate those people. And as we go through our course, I'm going to talk to you a lot about, you know, getting out in your communities and sharing information and opening up people's eyes. So you bring them in with a problem that they're facing. You don't tell them that you're going to talk to them about how to change their diet radically and give up all their unhealthy habits. You just get them in from, I have some solutions for this particular problem, whether it's headaches or depression or gut problems or low energy, whatever. You lead them in, and then you educate them about the underlying causes of this. And Lynn calls it results-based marketing. But it's more than results-based marketing. It is results because you want to talk about to them about the result. But what you usually are going to bring them in with is a problem, right? So you bring them in for that problem, and what you offer them is a result. And you educate them about why they might be having these problems and how they can then use your solutions, the things that you have to offer, whether it be a food class, whether it be private consultations, whether it be a blood sugar balancing program, whatever it is that you have to offer, you've educated them about the underlying causes of their symptoms. They didn't even know when they walked in the door. You can have somebody that walks out, you know, signing up for a food class with you or signing up for private coaching with you, when they walked in the door, they had no idea there was anything at all related to their diet, that their symptoms had anything at all, but you're educating them. And we're gonna, you know, the more you learn, the more you're going to be able to use that knowledge to educate people and open up their eyes to what is, right? I had no idea what I was looking for when I turned to the doctor and said, could it be my diet? If you just want to put me on medication for the rest of my life, maybe it's something else. Maybe it's my diet. It's just like he didn't say that. But had he sat down with me and said, you know, we went through your tests and we didn't find an ulcer, so that's the good news. But we didn't find any kind of pathology. You don't have any gastritis. You don't have an ulcer. But your stomach is obviously irritated and inflamed. It's causing you these problems. So what we believe is that there are some nutritional things that you can do. There's certain foods that might aggravate that stomach lining, and there's certain foods that in herbs that you can take that will heal it. Is that something you'd be interested in? I would have jumped on it. I'm like, well, of course, because I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know that, you know, all those M&Ms I was eating were harmful for me. I didn't know that, you know, drinking 3 cups of wine before I went to bed and then taking an aspirin when I got a headache, I had no idea that those things were hurtful for me. When I found out, it was an eye-opener. So we live in a different time now, right? When back then, there were not, you know, tens of thousands of people graduating from IIN, and there weren't, you know, bunches of naturopathic schools, and there weren't online forums to teach people about, you know, how their gut, you know, can be related to their brain health. That's where you fit in there, where you can actually teach these people stuff. So I'm excited for you and for us and for the world that we're going to just rock it. So if there's no other questions, I'm going to let you go for the evening. And I'll see many of you next week. And, yeah, Cindy, if you could get away even for just a day or two, maybe you can make it down on the weekend and come join us for Spring into Vitality. Some of us, some of the practitioners will still be there for that. And you know, you can hang out with us. So you're welcome to do that. Yeah. So anything else before I hang up?
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yes.
It's Mia.
Oh, hi, Mia.
Hi. I just wanted to end with a John Robbins story from IIN. He spoke for us. And he told us after he wrote his book, his father wanted to have nothing to do with it, didn't want to read it. But he came down with some heart problems, whatever, some heart-related troubles. And so the father went to the cardiologist and was trying to get treated by him and ask him advice. And the cardiologist went to his bookshelf and says, I have a book for you to read. not connecting Robbins, you know, he had the same name. And the father took the book without telling the doctor that it was his son's book, and he read the book.
Oh, my goodness. That's so awesome.
That gives us hope. You know, people, like, come around. But also, it's interesting that they view doctors that really as the authority, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's what it takes.
Right, it does. And, you know, if people tease about it being MD, does not stand for medical deity. Right? They're human, and they have limitations, and their education has huge holes in it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that.
Heather.
So you never know. Oh, I got a story along those lines. My son goes to school in Florida, and he had volunteered to take some counselors, guidance counselors from other schools on a tour of the school. And he was chatting with this guy, and somehow food came up, and the guy said, I was helping a friend of mine in my spare time, I help a friend of mine with a vegan restaurant he's opening up in North Carolina somewhere. And Eric said, oh, wow, are you vegan? And the guy said, yeah. And Eric said, oh, I am too. And Eric said to him on just a lark, he goes, oh, have you ever heard of Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo? And the guy turned to him and said, well, of course I have. And my son was blown away, like, of course I have. Oh, my God. I just, like, threw it out there. My mother's famous. Oh, my God. So it's cool, like, how that comes around, right? It's so cool.
Green mustache. Come on, Heather, we want to see you.
Okay, Heather's going to come on. I'm going to put her on. Okay, Heather, we'll see if we can blow out the lines having multiple people on. Set user as moderator.
I'll
now, if you get on with your mess, I may have to, but I don't know. You guys, you're going to make me do it too, huh? Okay, Heather is on. So, Heather, you just have to say yes to the little thing that comes up. Let's see how it works. Messy hair and green mustache. I love it. I have pictures on my Green Cleanse site with my son and his friends with their green mustaches.
Yeah.
Let's see. Did you get a little thing, Heather, that said accept? Or what did it say? Like, did you see it, Mia?
Green and red.
Green and red?
Accept,
it says accept.
Red and
oh. Yeah, you got the notice. You clicked yes, but you're not coming through. Maybe you don't have a camera. Oh, there you are. Wait. You turned off your camera, so turn on your – I don't know if I can turn – there you are. The camera's coming on, Mo. No? Let's try speaking. See if that helps. No? Huh. Yeah, you may have to change settings. Like there's a little – if you click on the little microphone thing or the camera, you might have to right-click it and make sure that it's selecting the right microphone. She just turned off her microphone. So I could see what you're doing. Oh, well. All right. Well, I don't even know if my camera
took
up. I had
to try a few times also before.
Did you?
Stuck.
I'm clicking. Yeah. It's not working. Oh, well. I'm going to play around with some other forums for doing this and see if it works better. But Google Hangouts lets you do that, but I haven't figured out yet how to not make it public. So if we're having this call and people come on YouTube and happen to see, oh, look, Dr. Rita Marie's nutrition practitioners, let me go listen in. I don't want that to happen. So, all right, well, that's not happening. All right, let me see if what happens if I unclick mine.
Yay!
Let's see. Well, nothing's happening. It's just black.
Oh,
can you see me? I can't see me. Can you see anything?
Black.
Black. I wonder why. Must be. Let me just try something. Settings. It'll ask me what camera I want to use. Okay, camera. Yeah, I'm having a bad hair day, so let's see. Okay. Oh, here we go. It's the log. Okay, I think it's that one. Let's see if that works. I have this problem with my mouse. When I click things, it doesn't necessarily. Ah, there it goes. Okay, is that happening? Ah, okay. You might be seeing my ceiling. I'm sitting in the dark. Let's see.
Well, that's why.
There we are. There. Hi.
It's still black.
It's still black? I can see me.
Oh,
well.
Can't.
You can't see me? Anybody see me? Okay, let's see if we can try Martha again. Okay, Martha, set user as moderator. You guys can't see me? Oh, wait. There's Martha. Martha's
hello,
working.
Hey,
it's just blank.
It must be Heather's laptop.
It must be. But can you guys see me?
Can't see you, Rita.
You can't see me? I see myself. That's weird.
Your voice.
That's kind of weird.
Up there at the top. Yeah.
I'm up at the top. Oh, yeah, scroll up. Maybe you just have to scroll up. Because I can't see you, Martha, because you're at the bottom and my screen is, my mouse isn't working. Oh, well. Oh, well. We'll play with this as we go along.
Okay, Maya, how cute she is.
You can't see me. Oh, wait. There's Martha. I see Martha. So if you see Martha and Mia, you're not going to see me. You have to scroll up to see me. But I'm right above. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. I wonder why you couldn't see me, because I could see myself. It's so weird. Huh. How about now? Can you see me now?
No, you're not there.
No, it's just black, huh? Oh, well. Oh, well. Good night, everyone. Yeah, I don't know. Heather, can you see yourself in your little box? Do you see yourself there? Because I can see myself, but nobody else can see me, so I'm not sure why.
I'm Krista X.
You're there.
I put the X that's over that little round thing.
You did?
If you want, you've got an X over your little...
I have an X, but if I take the X off, see it now?
It's just black.
It's black, but the X is gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird. You can't see yourself either. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe next time we'll try something different.
You are currently
all right, good night, everyone.
Thanks
for being here. It's nice to connect, and we'll see most of you next week. Bye now.
Bye.